Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. Starting a little bit early this morning, if you're expecting an 8 o'clock start, hopefully you'll catch this eventually. But this morning, as I spent time with God and continuing in the In Christ Alone devotional journal, today's topic is In Christ, I Am Free from My Sinful Nature. The Bible talks a lot about the nature, the flesh that we live in, and it's bent towards sin. A struggle that we've had since Adam and Eve chose to disobey God. We're deceived and tempted by Satan. And in our flesh, in our human nature, sin wants to master us. When we read of Cain and Abel, and God coming to Cain and questioning what is it that he did. And Cain not really wanting to take responsibility for it, but God's response is to let him know that sin is crouching at his door. It wants to have mastery over him. And the same is true for us today. That sin has mastery over this world. It doesn't take very long, a very long look for us to recognize that. And God would tell each one of us today that sin wants to have mastery over us, but we have the power to keep it from doing so. In Christ, we are dead to sin. In Christ, we are dead to the authority, the mastery that sin ought to have in our life. And so, as we live life, we can know that sin does not need to control us. It does not need to be our master because, well, we serve someone else now. We serve Jesus. This week, as we begin another week, have written and published a prayer guide. And the title of this week's prayer guide is Clean Living. And it kind of comes from, starts out with a passage from Psalms that the psalmist asks, "Who may ascend the hill of the Lord?" It's he who has clean hands and a pure heart. And he goes on and describes this person that can ascend the hill of the Lord, that is pleasing to God, that is worshiping God in spirit and truth, as Jesus would talk about later. And each day this week, as you follow the prayer guide, that you can find it on the Impact Prayer Ministry website under prayer guides. It's on the Impact Prayer Ministry Facebook page as well. And you can follow each day something that the Bible says that we have been cleansed from, that we can be cleansed from. And today, as we begin that week, and we think about being free from the sinful nature, from the sinful flesh that we live in, we realize that it's not about getting rid of the flesh. It's about getting rid of who's in charge and replacing that with God. We cleanse our hands in efforts to reduce the spread of COVID-19. We have become a culture very enamored with sanitizers and cleansing processes, trying to stay healthy, trying to stay well, trying to keep from infecting others. God says, I can cleanse you even more thoroughly than any of your best practices. I can cleanse you from that sinful nature, from that self within you that wants to rebel, that wants to give in to temptation. Now, I probably should put out a disclaimer here that being free from that sinful nature doesn't mean we have quit sinning. It means that it's no longer in charge. Paul writes, and I'm not even convinced that he's talking specifically about sinful things, but he writes about that struggle of doing what he doesn't want to do and not doing what he does want to do. And so even as those who have been freed from our sinful nature, there's still the temptations that, well, sometimes we give in to. And God calls us back to Himself every time to repent, to seek and receive the forgiveness that He offers, to be renewed and restored so that the sinful nature doesn't take hold. You see, it isn't so much about living a life of perfection as it is about living a life in Christ. And when we recognize our failures and our sin and we come to God, He cleanses us so that that nature doesn't continue to build within us. I think sometimes people find themselves in this cyclic trap. And without something to stop it, without a cleansing, the effects of whatever they're in just continues to build and grow to the point where they feel there's no escape. Perhaps you felt that way within this COVID-19 pandemic and all of the restrictions that we've been having to follow. Sometimes it felt like there was just one after another to where you begin to wonder, will it ever end? And whether we realize that's why or not, I think you and I all both know. Each of us know people who continue a downward spiral because they have not figured out how to stop it. And it seems too big, too overwhelming, too oppressive to bring it to an end. I believe it's why daily God wants us to come to Him in confession, repentance, in humility, knowing that we need His power, His love, His forgiveness to start fresh. The Bible says God's mercies are new every morning. How would that change your life and my life if every morning we woke up knowing that God's mercies are new, that everything that I've gone to Him about from yesterday is forgotten? It doesn't have to accumulate in my life. I can be cleansed. So today, as we pray, as we begin this focus on clean living, and I'm not talking about what Jesus would call a whitewashed tomb, to where we look good to others, but inside we're full of dead men's bones. I'm talking about a cleansing from within that only Jesus can do. A cleansing from within that gives us the power to live, knowing that the nature of sin has been defeated in my life. You see, it's within this power of God that we can live a brand new life. cleansed from all unrighteousness, cleansed from all unholiness, cleansed from all things that separate us from God. You see, that's the real point of being cleansed by God, is so that we may ascend that holy hill, that may we may live eternally with Jesus, where we're never going to wash our hands enough to qualify, to gain entrance into heaven. But God can wash our hearts, our mind, our thoughts, our actions, through the blood of Jesus, as we are immersed into Christ. The blood of Jesus cleanses us. Not just a little bit, not just mostly, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. You see, that's who may ascend the hill of the Lord. Those who live with clean hands and a pure heart. Those who have been cleansed and washed by the blood of the Lamb. Today, as we consider a Sunday, as we worship together, and some of you will be gathering in a church building to worship God, and know that you gather as those who have been freed from the sinful nature. You're gathering as those who have been and continue to be cleansed. Others of you will be gathering to worship in a small group or with your family or even on your own with technology helping you to connect with your home church. And know that even while you're not necessarily meeting together in person, you're still meeting together as those who have been cleansed, who will be cleansed, who continue to be cleansed. You see, when we see each other in the same light as God sees us, and we see each other in the same light that we see ourselves, we begin to have a greater love for one another, a greater unity among the body. When I see my brothers and sisters in Christ as those who have been cleansed by God, just as I have been cleansed by God, then we're on the same page. We're coming at the same, from the same place. But when I view myself as being cleansed by God and holy and righteous and all that God has bestowed upon me, but I look at my brothers and sisters as, well, not so clean, then this separation happens. You see, this being in Christ frees us from that sinful nature. Us, you, me, our brothers, our sisters, those who are in Christ have been freed from that sinful nature. The hard part, the difficult part, often comes in living as those who are free from that sinful nature. And as we pray today, I would encourage you to pray with me that we would live as those who are free from sin, free from that sinful nature, free from the authority, the mastery of sin. And pray that we would live as those who do have clean hands and pure heart, that have been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God who loves us so much, that you've made a way for us to be clean, to qualify to ascend the holy hill, to live with you for eternity. You've done so through the blood of your Son, Jesus. And Father, as we live in a time where we focus on bodily cleanliness in order to curb this virus. May we live daily as those who are cleansed. May we know your mercies new every morning, so that the dirt of yesterday would not cling to us, but that we would live a clean life. Father, I continue to pray that this virus would be gone. I also pray that as we live through it, that we become stronger in faith, stronger in love, stronger in humility, stronger in service, stronger in the ways we care for one another. Father, today, may you remind us as we worship together from wherever we are, that we are one body. And while we have many parts and we have unique and different functions, we continue to live as one body with one head. And Father, may we recognize that not just within our local congregation we worship with, but within the believers, our brothers and sisters from around the world. May we live and operate as one body, knowing that Jesus is the head, the one we are all accountable to, the one we all ought to be submissive to, even as we learn to submit to one another. Father, today, as we worship, may our worship be this incredible outpouring of the worship that we've been giving you all week. May our life represent Jesus well, not just on Sundays when we gather to worship from wherever we are, but every day, every moment that we live. Father, may we be encouraged by your word today, by your presence, by your spirit, by the joy that we have in Christ. God, I continue to pray that your body would live as those who are cleansed in such a way that the world notices, that our love for people who are different than we are would be the example that others would want to live by. That the way we interact with people that are of different colors or different economic brackets or different education levels would show how much we value them as we value ourselves. Father, as you cleanse us as a nation, as a world from this virus, cleanse us from the sin of prejudice. From the sin of arrogance. From the sin of greed and looking out for ourselves at the expense of others. Father, may we live a life every day that represents Jesus well. And may people see him in us. And may we, as Scripture says, always be ready to give an answer for that hope that others see. And Father, let us not forget to do so in gentleness and respect as you have instructed. God, today, may our joy in Jesus be multiplied to the people around us. May the hope that we live in bread to the hopeless. May the fellowship of spirit that we have with Jesus spread to the lonely. May the peace and love that we know as a part of the body of Christ be shared with the hurting and the angry. May the acceptance that we have because of the blood of Jesus be poured out upon the rejected. Father, may all of the things that we have in Christ, this identity that we've been talking about for the last few weeks, may we live in a way that they're not just ours, but they're shared with the people we interact with, we do life with. And they're shared with the people that we're tempted to avoid, the strangers that we're not so sure about. Father, as we live for Jesus, may He live through us and into the lives of others. God, today, may this be a day of salvation for us. Those that are already saved, may we recognize those new mercies each day that keep us in your presence. And may it be a day of salvation for those who have yet to come to know you as God and Lord and Master. May it be such because they know and recognize and see through us the very things that you provide that they need. That they too would live a cleansed life. God, I pray that you would help us as your children to be better examples for the children in our culture. That we would nurture and teach and love and train and discipline and care for them in ways that represent you. In ways that draw them even closer and closer to Jesus every day. May we care for children just as you care for us. Father, today, in whatever we do, in whatever manner we do it, may we lift up Jesus in everything, that He would draw many to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on this Sunday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. I do pray that you are richly blessed by God today, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.